At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Welcome, everyone, to the Sports Illustrated Media Podcast. I am your host, Jimmy Traina. Thank you for listening. We've got the Mad Dog, Chris Russo, going into the Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks, the Radio Hall of Fame, and he's obviously been killing it on First Take, so the Mad Dog is here for a very, very fun, amusing interview. No Sal, unfortunately, this week's scheduling conflict, my fault. Don't blame Sal. It was on my end, but I will tell you, before we get to the interview with Mad Dog, I am now 6-0 in our Best Bet segment with Sal after picking the Jets last week. Sal took a loss last week with the Dallas Cowboys, so he's now 3-3. Sal did give me a best bet for this week. He's going with the Packers, -4.5 against the Commanders. I'm going to go with the Patriots, -8 against the Bears. I think Justin Fields versus a Bill Belichick defense will be very, very problematic for Chicago. So Patriots -8 over the Bears is my best bet. Sal's going Packers -4.5 at the Commanders. I'm 6-0. He's 3-2. All right, let's get to Russo real quick, though, before I do that. If you missed last week's show, it was a great one. Dan Lebatard gave us a really great interview here on the SI Media Podcast. Ariel Helwani 2 weeks ago. Brian Curtis from The Ringer 3 weeks ago. Rich Eisen 4 weeks ago. If you missed any of those, go into the archives. Listen to them, subscribe, rate and review on Apple. We'll read them here on the pod. All right, let's get to this week's show. Christopher Mad Dog Russo right here on the SI Media Podcast. All right, joining me now, the Hall of Famer from Mad Dog Radio on Sirius XM, First Take, High Heat, a career renaissance over the past year, the doggy, Christopher Mad Dog Russo.
Hello there, Jimmy boy, my fifth child and my fourth son. How are you today? Okay, not bad?
I'm great. I'm great. How are you?
Good. Doing well. Hanging in there, working hard. We got, you know, Yankees, Astros I'll be into. And, of course, the ALCS. You got the football. A lot going on in sports. October is a good time to be on the air. Let's be honest.
This is my favorite time of the sports year. I think this is so much better. People say the tournament, the weekend of the tournament. I think this is way better. But and there's a ton to talk to you about. Happy belated birthday, by the
way. Thank you, Jimmy. Yep.
63. How does the number hit you?
You know, I don't think too much of it. 60 bothered me. But when you get over 60, you can care less. I've been sending pictures out of a shot that somebody took of me when I was 20, 21 years of age. And I don't look that much different. So I've aged. I've been lucky. Yeah. I've been aged. Well, I've always hated my birthday in October because I always have to maneuver birthday with games. Right. Now, I got the break of all time the other day because the Yankees got rained out and high heat was at noon, which means I can go home and watch the Yankee game. And then it's over. I'm in home so my wife can plan something. If right. I had to be in the city, I wouldn't get home at 8 o'clock at night. So I actually got break with the rain out because high heat instead of at 1 o'clock was at noon.
You just reminded me of something that I had no intention of asking you, but this was a thing on Twitter yesterday or the day before with me and a couple of people about the Robert Kraft wedding. Bob Kraft getting married on a Friday during the NFL season. Very strange, no?
Not like he went to Paris on a honeymoon for 3 weeks. He just went right to Cleveland to watch his team play. I didn't even know that he was close to being married. I didn't know and I don't follow Bob Kraft's love life. So for me, to break it down. But yeah, I think the bigger story is the fact that Brady goes to the wedding and does not fly back to Tampa for the walkthrough and the flight to Pittsburgh with his team. And then he's yelling at the offensive line on Sunday afternoon. I think that is the bigger story than necessarily Kraft having a wedding there on the Friday night.
Well, that
Kraft
was
did what he does. Go ahead.
Yeah. That's the ultimate point, is that now poor Tom Brady gets killed for going to the wedding.
Yeah, I don't think it's so much the wedding is about the fact he didn't fly right back to Tampa to fly with his team to Pittsburgh. Now, you can make the argument, well, what do you want him to do? Go to Tampa, go to New York, back to Tampa to Pittsburgh? Why do that?
Right.
Go right from Tampa to Pittsburgh. But that is what a lot of people – and then he's yelling at the offensive line the other day. A lot of people said that, you can't be Brady yelling at the offensive line and you don't go on a team plane and you don't go the walkthrough on Saturday.
That's nonsense. One has nothing to do with the other.
Championships. Right. Leave him alone.
One has nothing to do with the other. I want to talk about the Hall of Fame. I want to talk about the baseball sports stuff. Let's start with First Take.
Okay.
This is done something for your career I don't think anyone expected, including yourself, where you're trending on Twitter every week.
Oh, definitely not. I mean, this is the blessing of all time. Let's be honest. I mean, I got a phone call there in late January of last year from Stephen A. to break down the Hall of Fame vote for Bonds and Clemens. I go in there, I do two segments, and 2 days later, they say, how about doing it full time? And I was at the Super Bowl with Eric Spitz, Steve Cohen, Eddie Erickson, touring and everything else, and I'm signing contracts. I mean, and I faxed it into them from L.A. So it's very odd that I've had this little, as you said, breakthrough renaissance. He lets me do anything I want. I know my role there. In a lot of ways, my role there is to make sure that, I provide him a little jolt. And I know how it is. You know how it is. You do a lot of these interviews. Sometimes it's good when a guest or a partner you have can take a little pressure off you and allow you to go out there and sort of carry it. I used to learn that with Letterman because the producers used to tell me all the time, Chris, one of the reasons why he likes to be on because he knows for 9 minutes he doesn't have to do anything. He can just say, he can let you do your thing. And so I kind of take that approach with Stephen A. I can sort of help relieve. That's hard to do that 10 hours a week, bounce around sport to sport, be there every morning at 10, conference calls the day before, 7:30 a.m. meeting, traveling in the city with the traffic. He doesn't live in the city. Shirt and tie on and ready to go for 2 hours, get everybody involved, all this stuff. It's not that easy. So I, on the Wednesday there, Jimmy, give him a little breather where I can scream for 10 minutes. And I look at that as my role. Like I went in there today. They asked me yesterday to go in today because of the Astros Yankees. So I went in there today and I was only out for 10, 12 minutes, but I knew what I had to do. My job today was pick Houston, give you a solid reason, and then let him scream about the Yankees. They got to win. It's been since 2009. Judge's got a deuce. But he needs a foil in there to pick the other team. I mean, they're not, Kendrick Perkins is not going to break down the Astros and the Yankees. I can do that. So that is, and I look at that a lot of times as my role with him to make sure he doesn't need it, but I give him a little blow and he knows that if he takes 4 or 5 minutes off, I'll handle the show properly. Right. But a huge renaissance to the career. No question about it.
Were you surprised at how many people weren't familiar with you?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
Now, there have been some bumps along the way. I've written about this. It's been a thing with some fans where the ex-athletes who come on don't seem sometimes. I feel like it's gotten a little better.
Yeah, it's gotten better.
But they've been a little nasty along the way, I felt like.
J.J. Redick put me in a tough spot. I got pounded for that. I was in Ireland for that point, and my wife said, I told you not to do this stupid thing, and I'm getting destroyed on Twitter on my anniversary in Dublin on May 6th. So that was a problem. We got over that okay. And then, of course, you know, the Ryan Clark got mad at me the one day and everything else. For the most part, again, it's Keyshawn, it's Dominic Foxworth, it's Kendrick Perkins, it's Jay Williams, it's Redick, it's, it's sometimes it's Booger, McFarlane, Marcus Spears, you know, while as a result, you got a lot of young athletes in there who not are going to identify with the older 55-year-old sports fan. I can do that. And I think that's a big plus for me. I filled a little void for them that they didn't have before they didn't really have a guy who can deal, kind of fill those, nooks and crannies with, you know, Lombardi or with, Saban or with Bear Bryant. Now they got that guy. That's
Bob,
my
opinion. Bob Cousy.
Cousy's the perfect example. Jerry West. He's my that.
But did you ever feel disrespected? But like, do you feel like it was nasty and personal, or you thought maybe they didn't know your act and they didn't know your career?
None of these guys know my act. You know, do you think that, let's be fair, do you think J.J. Redick is bouncing around Duke's campus or the Clippers or Roanoke, Virginia, putting on Mike and the Mad Dog?
No.
Do you think that I love Marcus Spears, but he's from Louisiana. He went to LSU. He played for you think he knows who Mike and the Mad Dog is? He doesn't. He wouldn't know us out of a lineup. Right. So a lot of these guys had no idea. Heard the name, but they had no idea, you know, how I did the show, what my philosophy is, what my path is. So it took them a little while to get used to it. Right. I think for the most part, they're used to it now after, what, 8-9 months?
The Ryan Clark one I thought was a little ridiculous because he didn't want you yelling. And your whole career, all you've done is yell. So that was like...
I got a little defensive with that spot, too. People don't realize it when you are on that TV for 2 hours... And especially on that kind of show where there is some combativeness occasionally. The idea is debate. So you're going to have to take two different arguments that it can get a little over the edge personal. And if you make that mistake where you get a little sensitive, you get a little critical and you yell at somebody, it can have a very bad radio. You can do that. Mike and I could fight all day. It was almost part of the show.
Right.
You can't do that on TV sometimes. Right. And a couple of times that I've been on there, I've learned I got myself in trouble by almost not picking a fight, but getting involved in something that kind of was a little too edgy. And I think that's the case with Ryan Clark. So I try to make sure that we keep it fun as much as anything else.
Now, the narrative with you, though, from the ex-athlete and some of the viewers is obviously – you have an affection for all the old time stuff.
Right.
You want it to be 1964.
Yep.
And you want to, you know. Do you feel like you should give today's player, in some instances, a little bit more credit?
Now, you can make that argument. Yep. Because I do, you know, the NBA lists. See, they like to have me do lists. And so when I do lists, I mean, you know, obviously I got to do a pass pre-1995. I'll give you a perfect example. When we had the Gronkowski-Brady tight end combination thing, I put Ron Kramer in there with Bart Starr. They said, "This really?
That's ridiculous."
Now, remember, Dave Robinson, who I know pretty well, the Hall of Fame linebacker, he said, "Chris, let me tell you something right now." And I played against Ditka. I played against a lot of Charlie Sanders. He was an unbelievable tight end. He would have won 9 championships. But Lombardi traded him to Detroit because his wife had major health issues and he lived in Michigan. He went to Michigan. So, all right. People don't know that, but he's underrated is the point. So sometimes I've been in a situation where I have been a little too historically oriented. And Stephen A. did warn me about a month or so ago, said, "Chris, listen, I have no problem with you citing things, but let's not go back to 1920. He did say that. So I have tried to make it a little easier and be a little more current sense.
Well, the issue is that sports today are completely different than sports in 1960 or 1970. I mean, the whole everything has changed. So it's hard, I think, to compare.
Well, here's what I would say. Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar one of the top 2 or 3 centers of all time?
Yes.
Okay. Did Jerry West play with and against Kareem?
Sure.
Okay. Did Jerry West play with and against Cousy?
Yes.
Okay. I mean,
okay, but
you look at it that way, it's not as bad as you think.
Well, no, but
he played against West. West played against Kareem, and you said Kareem's one of the great centers of all time.
No, but that's fine. I think the issue is more about you not giving anyone from today credit.
Fair.
I mean,
yeah, I mean, I. Part of it's an act, Jimmy. Part of it.
I understand.
You
gotta
move. You know, if you want me to do a list, I'll give you LeBron, and I'll give you Kobe,
right,
and I'll give you Jordan, and you know, nobody's gonna say anything. If I go out there and I throw in a couple Bob Cousys and I throw in a couple Jerry Wests and I throw in a couple Bob George Mikan and Bob Pettit, all of a sudden, holy God, look at that. And you get people getting all ticked off. Isn't right. that part of the deal?
Yes and no.
We are in the entertainment business.
Yes. But my thing is, if someone brings up LeBron or Brady, you don't have to look to knock them or put holes in their legacy or careers. Those are two of the all-time greats. Leave them alone.
I agree with that.
Okay. Right.
And I usually do it. Both of them I usually do. I think your better example would be Curry. I think that would be that. I mean, everybody knows LeBron's top 3-4 players in the league. Everybody knows.
Okay, good.
And the same thing with Brady.
Right.
Go ahead.
Two last things on first take.
I mean, you're flying. What else?
Two last things on first take. We'll move on. Did you get in trouble or did you get your wrist slapped when you revealed your salary on Howard?
I'll probably get my wrist slapped again. Somebody from ESPN sent a text to my agent with two words: not helpful. I never said that. That will get me in trouble too. But what the hell? It's your show. Nobody listens, right? What the hell? Nobody watches.
Not helpful.
Don't All worry.
Right.
No, anyway. I did say that. But yeah, I probably got. See, that's another thing. If you go on with Howard, isn't the idea to move that he puts you on for an hour and 15 minutes? You got to give him something. You know, I'm not going to go break down my sex life or anything like that. I got to give him something that's meaty.
Right.
And that is meaty. He loves that stuff. That's why I did it.
But
it
is
accurate. That figure was accurate, by the way. Go ahead.
Now, that's not helpful.
I'll certify it. go ahead.
Now, I think you signed on to do 40 shows for First Take. Would you like to continue past that or you don't know yet?
Well, we're going to find out pretty soon because I don't got that many more to go to get to the 40.
Oh, really?
You're correct. So we shall see. I mean, I have not spoken to him about it. I would think they'd want me.
If they want you, would you want them at a fair offer?
Why would I not?
Okay, just want to make sure.
I mean, I love Stephen A. I mean, outside of the commute, which is difficult, outside of the commute, what's they not to like?
I don't know if you feel like getting beat up by these ex-athletes every week.
You know me. You think I care about that? The Reddick thing bothered me. I'm not going to dispute that.
How are you and JJ now?
Saw him today for the first time in 3 months. No problem. Right. None. Because he was there today.
I feel bad because I like JJ. I think he's good on TV. I think he's good on TV.
He's a little edgy.
Edgy. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you need.
All right, let's go to Sirius XM and your radio career.
Right.
As we know, you've got Mad Dog Sports Radio on Sirius XM every day, 3 to 6 Eastern. Hall of Fame is November 1st. So now as we're getting here to November 1st when you're inducted, do you feel like it's meaning more to you as we get closer?
I think the most interesting thing is how many folks, my buddies, who it means a lot to. Best man from my wedding lives in Philly. Haven't seen him in 10 years. Going to Chicago. Friend I haven't seen in 20 years lives in Snowmass, Colorado. Honored to go, I'll be there. College roommate down in Naples, I'll be there. Eddie Coleman. So I think that, I didn't invite anybody from FAN because I didn't think it was kind of an FAN thing. It's more of a serious thing outside of Eddie. But he's a personal friend. Our wives are close. So outside of that, I'm very serious. I got Spitzy totally into it. Colin Schmeling going. Eddie Erickson's going. Torrey Cohen. And if I'm not mistaken, am I correct? Is Sirius paying the expenses? They are. So I got Sirius. They bought a table. And the tables are not cheap because I bought three. They bought a table. And they are making sure that everybody who got invited to the table, and they did the inviting, the 10 of them, that they got free, you know, they pay for their airfare and pay for the hotel. That's a hell of a job. I was very impressed by that. So from that standpoint, it's kind of grown on me based on how everybody else is so into it.
Yeah, because we like to see people that we like, that we respect, that we grew up listening to, that were impacted our lives, careers, to get honored. We, you know, it's do it now. Don't do it after someone's dead. Like, that's, you know, it's the old cliche.
Lee Davis used to be my old boss. He's a FAN guy. I didn't invite him from my end. Texted me 2 weeks ago, Chrissy, I bought a ticket. I will be there. I mean, that's an example. I mean, so I've had a lot of that, which has been nice.
Do we know who's inducting you?
Yes.
Are you allowed to say?
Should I say? What do you think, Ed? Stephen A.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
I thought you like to use the word renaissance. I thought that he represented it more than anybody else.
But that's a good job by him saying yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So
now, I know you asked Howard. Howard said no, because Howard says no to everybody.
Yeah, right. He says no. So, there's a couple of others I had thought of. You know, I love my old partner, but I thought it was kind of weird because he had been already in. So I said, maybe not him. I thought of Joe Buck because I like Joe Buck a lot. But he has.
I think Joe's going to be busy.
Night.
Yeah, Joe's going to be busy.
He's up around Cincinnati. But yeah, I thought that he would be the perfect guy for this. And if one thing about Stephen A that I've been amazed at, and you don't believe, you have no idea how big Stephen A is.
Yes, I mean, I do.
You
yes,
do.
I do.
The average fan would have no idea. You know, General Hospital, right, all around. I mean, he is, people love him. And, well, he's polarizing. Not everybody loves him, right, but he's everybody knows who he is. And, you know, he looks at me, which is very odd. Almost a mentor is a little too strong. But he looks at me with, I'm older than he is by 8-9 years. He looks at me with some reverence because I did this before he kind of did this.
Right.
So he looks at Mike and Chris as in a way that he wouldn't look at somebody in the same way. And the fact that he gave me this chance, and it was him, he runs that show. The fact that he gave me that chance, I said, I have to have him do the induction. So he will.
I on this podcast last week, I had Dan Lebatard on, and Dan and I spoke a lot about the power that Stephen A has. I mean, here's what you need to know about Stephen A and people who didn't hear Lebatard. This is what we got into. ESPN has all these rules. They don't want people doing anything outside of ESPN. They don't want people doing politics. They want people sticking. And Stephen A is doing a politics podcast outside of ESPN. There are not many people at ESPN who would get that permission. He did. That's the power he has. He can do what he wants.
Fascinating. That's a good job by Lebatard. I know him and Stephen A are pretty close. But I figured that he would be the guy to ask based on. And I came to me right away. And most people that I've said, you know, I'm having him. He's got radio. This is a radio Hall of Fame, not a TV Hall of Fame. But he's been in radio. So I thought it worked. And so he's going to do it.
I think that's great. I mean, listen, I know some people may have said Mike, but you and Mike, it's a separate deal. He had his own induction. He's not going to induct you. You know, Imus would have been a guy if he was still around.
It's a serious event. You know, it's not an FAN event. That's the advantage that I got.
Well, isn't it both, though? Isn't it both? I mean, if you go into a Hall of Fame, it's got to be for both equally. I think it's both equally.
I think I would have said that 3-4 years ago.
Right.
I'm looking at this a little bit more from a Sirius perspective because Sirius is, you know, they put billboards up in L.A. And did you know that? They put billboards up in L.A., Nashville, Miami. No, L.A., Nashville, New York. And Sirius has done a hell of a job with that. So I'm looking at this myself as more of a Sirius event. Now, there's a lot of FAN people going to be, you know, Spitzy's going, going. I mean, there's a crossover, but I look at it more of a Sirius event.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel.
Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Let me ask you this about Sirius, where everyone can listen to Dog Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 82. You know I listen all the time. We talked about the ESPN thing. You mentioned the salary. You said they said, you know, not helpful.
Right.
Have you ever gotten in trouble with Sirius? Because you bust balls there constantly.
Never. Never said a word.
That's good.
Sirius never says, and I do. I like to have fun with it. Never, ever does Sirius say anything. And, you know, I don't think they love it. I mean, I think I probably make some of the powers that be, including Tory. I like to make him cringe. I get on the Cohens and the Spitzes of the world, Andy Fitzpatrick. I'm sure not every day they love me. When I do a 60-minute spot on Jim Thorpe, I'm sure there's some eyebrows being raised by
that's
that.
That's when I go to Howard 101.
There you go. So, but you remember, I got to do things that sometimes motivate me because that helps me get through the show a little better. But I mean, I'm sure that I might be loved every second of the day because but never once. And really, same thing for the MLB Network. Never once have they said, hey, Chris, you know, can you give us a break here?
Yeah.
We're all paying you a fortune. Can you not make it sound like that nobody's listening? Can you be a little nicer? Never once does anybody, that includes the immediate bosses, that includes Fitzpatrick, and that includes, you know, the upper echelon people. Maybe they don't listen. Who the hell knows? But no saying it.
Oh, my God. I had a question, and it just went right out of my head, and now I'm pissed off. Holy cow. Does that ever happen to you? You have a question, and it just...
And it will come back to you. It will come back to you. Go ahead.
It was about... Oh, that's it. I know what I want. So before you get into the Hall of Fame on November 1st,
right?
On October 26th on Sirius, there's a little Chris Mad Dog Russo tribute show.
Yeah, that is another example. I mean, and you know me, I don't like to self-promote too much.
Right.
I give the powers to be credit for that because that was not, I did, you know, listen, I'm not going to sit there and tell you I'm not going to like it. I mean, geez, they're going to kiss my rear end for a couple of hours. I mean, how do I not like that? But I didn't, you know, that's Spitzy, that's Cohen, that's Tory, that's Eddie Erickson. So I give them the credit for that because they said, you know, we got to do 2 hours of this. So my point is, you asked at the beginning here, well, are you into the Hall of Fame? Sure. I mean, I'm not an idiot. But the surrounding people in my life have been into it, and it's kind of rubbed off.
That's October 26th, 4 to 6 Eastern during Chris's show. There'll be a tribute, a Hall of Fame tribute, as he gets to go into the Radio Hall of Fame. You just said, you know, about getting your rear end kissed. So here, let me explain how weird my world is. Because I'm such a fan of yours and I post the clips, you know, I have a lot of Mad Dog Russo fans who follow me. And someone has sent me a couple of tweets because I guess on First Take one day, someone told you to stop saying fanny.
Yeah, they did.
And now you just said rear end. We want to make sure you still say fanny. We don't want that, you
know,
leaving you.
I don't know if it was First Take. Yeah, somebody may have said that, you know, you don't use that word today. I think you're right.
I don't think that's a bad word.
I don't think so either. I mean, my favorite one is kiss your fanny. I mean, how many times I usually say that. I didn't with you here. I usually would. Yeah. It wasn't anybody at Sirius who said don't do
right,
it.
So right.
It was, maybe it was MLB Network. Who knows?
Right. All right. Let's do some sports things here. Before we get into the Phillies, Padres, Yankees, Astros, you had a rant last week that I was bowing down to you from my house. The broadcasts with the analytics in Major League Baseball, and I give you credit because you ripped ESPN, who you work for on First Take. They need to have separate broadcasts where they don't talk about analytics. It's the war the exit velocity, the launch angle. They need a broadcast where those words are not said. There's got to be alternate broadcast now for every game. It's so annoying, and it takes away from the enjoyment of the telecast.
It was a Sunday night Met Padre game. That's right. When I said it. Because right. That game was, when the Padres knocked the Mets out.
Right.
Exit velocity. You know, when somebody hits the ball out of the yard and he hits it hard, do I have to know if it's 103 miles an hour or 101 miles an hour? Mm-hmm. I see the ball with my eye. Do I have to know that Kyle Schwarber's ball last night was 119-mile velocity? I mean, guys, I'm not an idiot. I see it. I mean, it's right in front of me. They overwhelm the game with that nonsense. They don't let the game breathe. And in that particular broadcast, spin rates and RPM, it drove me freaking crazy. So yeah. That one bothered me. For whatever the reason, that's right. The one you heard.
I think meanwhile, the next day. And then the Guardians took the Yankees to 5 games. They didn't hit one ball hard in the whole series. There was no launch angle and there was no exit velocity. And they managed 100%. To get to 5 games. And if Terry Francona knew what to do with the pitching, who knows what would happen.
He made a mistake with Bieber. You're right. And a lot of bloops, 100%. Yeah. That stuff is, we can see with our own eyes how far the ball is hit. You know, I don't know how far Reggie's ball was hit in the 71 All-Star game. I don't know how many feet it was, but I know it hit the damn transponder out there on right field or on the roof. That's all I got to know. I mean, I don't need to know. I saw Schwarber hit the ball in the middle of the upper deck last night in Petco Park. I've watched a lot of games in San Diego. Nobody hits the ball in the upper deck in San Diego. He did. I don't need to know if it's 480 feet, 478. It's not important. The bottom line is he hit the ball a mile and he hit it hard. That's all I need to know. And the they overwhelm you with that other nonsense.
And my thing is this. If you're doing a game and Schwarber hits that kind a home run where it's an all-timer, I don't mind you giving me the exit velocity. You want to throw that out there in the middle of all, but it's every at bat and every ball put in play. You're telling me about the exit velocity and the launch angle. That's when it's too much.
They do a game based on mathematics. I completely agree. It was based on that Padre Met game when I went.
I want to get your take on something. I may have mentioned this on this podcast last week, the week before, and I'm curious because no one loves baseball more than you. You are the baseball.
That's a little overrated, but go ahead.
Nobody loves baseball more than you.
Costas does, but go ahead.
Let's not get into Bob right now.
Yeah, Bob did a great job. I mean, a great job. He's a great baseball fan. A little wordy, maybe. That's possible. Well, go ahead. Well, that'll get me in trouble, but I'm with you. Nobody listens. What the hell? I'll say anything. Go ahead.
You'll be surprised. You're going to see what's going to happen.
I know. I'll see it. I'll get the text message. Go ahead.
You know what happens when I post some of your videos.
Oh, I know. I hear about it all the time.
All right. I think with, Joe Buck leaving Fox, now he's at ESPN doing the Monday Night Football and not doing any baseball. I think this has been a great postseason for baseball. Let me say that. I think I've loved the formats, the new, everything they've done. I think it's been a great postseason.
You're into the whole bit. Yes. Okay.
I do think the sport is hurt now by not having a voice of baseball. Say what you want about Buck. He was the voice of baseball. He leaves. And you have the football, Joe Buck, Al Michaels, Jim Nantz, NBA, Marv, Harlan, Breen, baseball, there's no one you have that connection with from the play-by-play. And look at what TBS did. They had a great play-by-play guy in Orsillo, blew him out because they wanted to give Costas the series. Everyone kills Costas, becomes a disaster. Darling, they put with Costas, now he's back with Brian. There's no continuity. I don't know. Joe Davis is his first year.
Well, Brian Anderson would be the guy, but TBS doesn't have the World Series.
And no one in America considers Brian Anderson the voice of Major League Baseball.
I know that why he only does the one championship series. You got to do the World Series to be the voice of baseball. You know, that's what Gowdy did. You know, that's what you have to do the World Series, and he's not doing the World Series. And Joe Davis is just getting his feet wet.
I was going to say, I guess the question is, can Joe Davis get there?
I got to see it. And I got to hear it. He also needs some signature moments. That voice of the baseball doesn't happen in 1 year. I mean, look at all the great moments that Buck's had over 20 years, whether it be the freeze home run to beat Texas, whether it be, he's had a million of these gigantic, Altuve with home runs against the Yankees. You know, he's had a lot of huge moments in his career. The great call he had a couple years ago in the pandemic on game 4 in Tampa with that crazy play at the plate, which the Rays got even against the Dodgers when he had all those weird things going on. I mean, that takes a little, you got to be doing this for 5 or 6 years. So you're right. There will be a void at the top of the lineup until you hear Davis capture a big moment properly.
Right.
And until we hear that, where the whole world is watching, You know, not a divisional series when it's split up in four different ways and it's on FS1 and everything else. I'm talking about a game on Fox when it's, you know, three apiece, eighth inning, and they got 30 million people watching it, which is rare for baseball, that many. And, you know, somebody gets a big hit. And, you know, Buck had that famous Dodger-Astro game that went 5 hours and 38 minutes, 13-12. Davis needs a couple of those, and he needs to hit it. And we will see if he can do that.
Yeah.
And
Buck was great during the Cubs. That was a great series.
He did it. He had the Cubs. Buck had a lot of good things. He had, the Cubs winning a championship. He had Yankees in 09. He had the Louis Gonzalez hit in 01 when the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees. He had Hayes making a catch in 96, their first championship in 18 years when the Yankees beat Atlanta. I mean, Buck, that was his first year doing it. Buck is a lot of young kids don't like him. They're nuts. Jai Shields, my buddy, doesn't like him. Buck's a great announcer.
He's a great announcer.
And we're going to miss him.
Of people have come around on Joe. That used to be a thing, but most people have come around.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I'm going to ask a question, and I'm just going to let you go because I know this question will let you go. How are you enjoying Thursday Night Football streaming only on Amazon Prime?
First off, the Howard Katz did a great job. He said it when he put the schedule out. A lot of mouths to feed. And there's too many games. There's not enough good teams. I mean, look at the NFL schedule this week. No Eagles, no Minnesota bye, no Buffalo, and no Rams. Those are four big teams. Super Bowl champ, Buffalo's the best team, Minnesota's 5-1, and obviously the Eagles are 6-0, and all four are not playing this week. Now, how the hell are you going to feed Thursday night, CBS and NFL and Fox on Sunday afternoon, Sunday night NBC, and then Monday Night Football? You're not going to feed it. So what did you get? You get the Saints and the Cardinals, which is a game that which is awful. You have the...
Well, let me just stop you right there.
That game,
compared to what they've had the last 2 weeks, is a Super Bowl.
That's fair, too. Last 2 weeks was Indianapolis and Denver and Washington and the Bears. So that game is a bad game. The Pittsburgh-Miami game on Sunday night is as bad an NBC game as you've ever seen in your life. Mitch Trubisky on Sunday night, I mean, that game is awful. That game stinks. And they put the Kansas City-San Francisco game. They got to give Fox something. So right. Fox has that game Sunday afternoon, 4th. What's the Monday night game? I don't even know. What is it? They got a good Monday night game. They got the Bears and the Patriots. That game stinks, too. I mean, I understand if he's trying to break Hallett's record. That game stinks, too. I mean, they got Bears on Monday night. They got New Orleans and Arizona on Thursday night. They got Mitch Trubisky on Sunday night. They have no good games. The games are awful. And listen, will I watch Amazon? I watched the Charger-Chief game. I won't necessarily get into it yet, but there is going to be some times, you know, in the second half of the year, where I'm going to want to watch a football game on Sunday. But did you, Thursday, you see some of the games they have? How about Atlanta, yes. Carolina on Thursday night?
Yeah.
I don't care what they pay Al. He's 80 years old. Al, you want to go to freaking Carolina to do Atlanta and the Panthers and the Falcons? I mean, really, Al? Herbstreit's just getting his feet wet. He'll do the NFL. I mean, Al, and this is a guy who's done a million Super Bowls, and he's going to do Atlanta and Carolina. Really? Jacksonville and the Jets. I mean, it's really bad, that Thursday night schedule. You got to be fair. It stinks. It stinks.
It's rough. It's very rough. And how about this?
How about Philadelphia, Houston? Does that game get you pumped up? That's a Thursday night extravaganza. I mean, it's garbage. Garbage on Thursday night. How's that?
And then a week after that, you just ran down the four games this week in primetime. And then the next week
is what?
On October 30th, you can get your day started at 9:30 with, once again, on national television, the Denver Broncos.
Against the Jaguars in...
At 9:30 in the morning. Yeah.
You know, they've been hurt this year with a lot of the big teams having bad years with big quarterbacks.
Right.
Green Bay is not exciting right now. Tampa's 3-3. Arizona's got a big quarterback. They're 2-4. Denver's got a big quarterback. They're 2-4. A lot of their big teams who you would think had the big quarterback, they haven't played. You know, Prescott didn't play. They haven't had good years, or at least to date. And so as a result, they have been hurt. That's an awful game. Now, the Bear that night, is, you know, I'm going to go to Chicago that night so I can see that. That's a travel day in the World Series. I was looking forward to it. The game's not as good now. It's Green Bay at Buffalo. But the Packers, I mean, they're not any good. Buffalo's going to kill them in Orchard Park.
I
know it's Rodgers, but he's going to get killed.
Right. Well, I think to see what happens with Rodgers is a fascinating storyline. I mean, he's into all this nonsense with, you know, words manifestation and this and that. Now the team's not good. I want to see how long his teammates.
Now, the one thing that I like, after games, win or lose, local media, 15 minutes. Brady, yeah, because, win or lose, 40 seconds.
Well, I think Rodgers loves to hear himself talk.
Yeah, I think that makes it good for the media, though.
Yeah. Tom gives you stuff. He gives it to you on Sirius on Monday nights with Jim Gray.
How about Duran on here the last couple weeks?
And how about Duran and Judge? Yeah,
that's pretty damn good. I couldn't get Judge or Duran on here if I freaking, you know, I couldn't under any circumstances. Aaron Judge, no way. And Brady got Judge and he got Duran in here. And I actually promoted it. That's another thing Sirius gets mad at me about, because I don't promote any of the shows. That is when I actually said something. And the other day I said, look, they got Duran. I got even, I didn't listen, but they got Duran. Because I was,
Brady gave Sirius a good quote with Duran about balancing personal life and not having time for a personal life.
I did not see that. Duran gave him a good quote. Interesting. Yeah.
No. Tom gave the quote while talking to Duran. And Brady, who has all this stuff going on, said it's very hard to balance personal life with football. And he gave you a little something on
that's
his
a little
off
something.
Field.
I would like Brady to acknowledge. I mean, can we have a little bit more serious? You know, great to be on Sirius, Jim. Great to be here Monday night. He never says, hey, it's almost like he doesn't even know he's on Sirius. It drives me crazy. Jim Gray does, but Brady doesn't. But go ahead.
Listen, if you have the greatest quarterback of all time on your network for 1 hour every Monday, you got to shut up and just let him do what he wants.
I think you're right about that. Yes. Yeah. And by the way, I'm going to use this line today. Do I got to hear Jim Irsay break down Daniel Snyder? Hey, Jim, do me a favor. Go listen to a Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young song and smoke a joint. I mean, really? This is a guy whose father bailed out on Baltimore, who has been suspended in his own right for six games, who had guns, you know, the guns in a car with the $15,000 in cash. And I got Jim Irsay now breaking down Daniel Snyder. I mean, that's one thing if it's John Mara. I mean, really? Jim Irsay?
But don't you think, you think this is, I thought those comments, I think it's all part of, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but how about Al on Thursday Night Football saying, the NFL wants Dan Snyder to sell the team. I think this is everyone's doing Rodgers' work here.
I think there's probably something to that. I just don't like the fact that the owner that they threw out of there at the Conrad Hotel this week was Jim Irsay giving us his thoughts about there might be enough votes out there to get Snyder out, which is fine. But Jim Irsay now, I mean, his father bailed out on the city of Baltimore and he's been suspended by the commissioner for very, you know, unbecoming conduct. Again, go listen to Teach Your Children and Smoke a Joint. I mean, take it easy, please. Leave me alone. I don't want to hear
I'm not sure.
Listen, I'm not sure Jim Irsay's
in the hedge fund. That's why I say it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I think you could have better messengers than Jim Irsay.
Well, that's the point. But I want Snyder out too. But
well, that's right.
Jim Irsay, really?
I mean, I think people forget that the Commanders, but they were one of the storied franchises in the NFL for a long, long.
They're a mess. And that's why nobody goes to games. They're never going to get a stadium built. And there's a million Washington fans who are never going to come back until he sells the team.
Right.
We'll see if somehow they can pull off a Marge Schott situation, Robert Sarver, and get him out of there.
I just looked at the clock, and I know I got to let you go. I didn't realize we ran so late. I'm going to throw one thing out, and then we can end it on this. Your take that The Sopranos is not a Mount Rushmore television show is the worst take of your entire Hall of Fame career.
You guys are crazy with that. And that's it. The Sopranos. Love it. I mean, by the way,
Rolling Stone just named it the number one show of all time.
Another thing. And you know what they put I Love Lucy 37. Now, how the hell could you put
I Love that's
Lucy?
Bad. That's bad.
I can't. They put All in the Family 22, and they put Good Times and other shows ahead of All in the Family, and they put Mary Tyler Moore 10. And they put Archie 22. And if it wasn't for All in the Family, there wouldn't be Mary Tyler Moore, because they put Mary Tyler Moore in her second year on the same night All in the Family was, to get the ratings boosted up, which is exactly what Archie did. Yet somehow Mary Tyler Moore is 10 and All in the Family is 22. That is a freaking disgrace. And you know that.
I agree with that. But The Sopranos is a Mount Rushmore television show. And your take on The Sopranos is so bad.
I love the Sopranos, but you guys who claim about The Sopranos, what, they have about 5 or 6 million people a week watching it?
Dog, it's HBO. First of all, that's not true.
Not that many.
First of all, I'll get it.
Not in the original week to week. Not in the original week to week.
But HBO, you don't have to watch it when they replay it all week. So the viewership.
20 years ago, it was five. That was on 20 years.
Do you know more people watch the? Do you know when COVID started, more people watch The Sopranos than anything else?
Well, that's because they hadn't watched it before, so they put it on and watched it.
And a lot of people did watch it, and they rewatched it.
Watching it at the time, not when you're sitting in your house. I gotta find some shows.
You know how many Emmys that show won? I love you, dog. Enjoy the Hall of Fame, Chicago.
I will. You're the best.
Sirius. Let me do all the plugs. Let me do all the plugs.
Make Patrick happy.
Yeah, exactly. Sirius XM, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 Eastern. Special show on October 26th for the Hall of Fame.
Right.
First Take every Wednesday. High Heat every day. What else?
You hit it. That's plenty.
And what do you? Anything you want to close with? The floor is yours.
Anything. How about Springsteen and with Howard?
That's a huge get for Gary. I'm happy for Gary. He's been working on that one for years.
Oh, he has?
And Gary's, Gary's as big a fan as you of Bruce.
Oh, he's a big Bruce fan? Okay. Assuming he probably was.
Goes to all the shows. Do you know that I don't like Bruce? Does that change your opinion of me?
You do. How come?
I don't like his music. I have nothing against the man. I'm just not into his music.
February 1st in Tampa. He's going to tour now for 2 years. You knew that, right?
Yes. I don't like his music. I can't. It's
Have
just
you seen
that
him
simple.
Live?
No. Well, I don't like any of his songs.
You don't like Born to Run?
You want to hear a story? I said on Twitter one day, I forgot the song. Someone was talking about the song. Maybe it was The Riot. No. This Philadelphia. I don't know. And I
Philadelphia.
I said, this guy sings like he has to take a shit. And I lost like 200 followers on Twitter. The Bruce fans were livid. Livid.
They're loyal. But think about how hard he's going to work. And he's got a 70-year-old. That band is not 30 years old.
Right.
So that first week, he's going to be in Tampa, day off Atlanta, day off Miami.
How old is he now?
He's 73.
I give him massive credit. Because I would assume, I'm a big Billy Joel guy. But when you go see Billy Joel in concert, Billy sits at the piano for 2 hours and doesn't move a muscle. It's a phenomenal show. Every song is great. You know the words. It's a great atmosphere. But Billy sits at the piano for 2 hours. I'm sure Bruce is jumping around and going crazy on stage.
Yeah, that's going to be a big thing in the wintertime. And I got to make sure all my kids go see him. Because he's playing Milwaukee, so I'll figure out a way to get Colin to go. I'm going to try to go to Dublin to see him in Europe, which I've never seen him before. And I'll get Timmy to go, and because he's playing, number one, he's playing at Mohegan. And my oldest is a big Bruce fan. So I'll get him to go. The Connecticut kid.
All right. We ended on Bruce. Go. You got a show to do. You got to go.
I'm going to leave with the Yankees and the Astros. It's easy enough. You're the best.
Astros in five.
Hey, you're the best, Jimmy. You're the best. There is not a better guy than you.
Now,
here's when I know I'm going to make it. When I see you in that SI, when you do the media in the SI, when you put a paragraph about me in there one day. Then
I don't write for the magazine. I write online.
Yeah, but I see it in the magazine. It pops
this is
up
you wanting it to be 1954 again.
Yeah, but you know,
it's a digital world, baby.
Oh God, you digits! I thanks to you, I have my SI. It came in today. I got the guys on the cover, the Celtics. I'll be into
there
that.
There you go. Enjoy it. We love the support and loyalty.
You're the best. Keep it going, Jimmy.
You too, dog. Congrats on the Hall of Fame. Be well. All right, my thanks to Christopher Mad Dog Russo. Always fun, always entertaining. Always appreciate him coming on. Sal will be back next week. If you missed any recent episodes of the SI Media Podcast, go into the archives and check them out. Dan Le Batard was on the show last week. Ariel Helwani 2 weeks ago. Brian Curtis from The Ringer 3 weeks ago. Rich Eisen 4 weeks ago. Give them a listen if you have not yet. And subscribe to the pod. Rate and review on Apple. All right, that wraps it up for this week. We'll see you next week. Right here on the SI Media Podcast. Stay safe and take care.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.